Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, ladies and gents, this is Arnt Eriksson, and welcome to the Marketing at Heart podcast. For those of you who have no background on me, I worked in the creative industry for more than two decades, starting off as a classic ad man, then later moving into the world of social media with focus on strategy and innovation within the world, wonderful world of marketing. My passion and purpose is to simplify the complexity of marketing and assist to build the business of my clients. I'm also the creator of 5-Minute Friday, which is on YouTube every week with more than a million downloads. But this podcast is all about compelling conversations with inspiring people, with their personal insight and perspective on everything connected to marketing. In today's episode, we're sitting down with a guy that started his professional career at Apple, where he helped launch Apple's business in the former Soviet Union. He then moved to Paris, where he held various positions in the commercial and marketing space over the course of 12 years. He was at the foreground of Apple's emerging market success, launching revolutionary products in 100 countries, building and expanding the Apple presence into three continents. In his last position, based out of London, he was in charge of all the Mac and Apple TV business in Europe, Middle East, Africa, and India. In 2013, Peter left Apple in order to build and run Rambler & Company, digital media group in Russia. Leading 1,500 employees, he built the largest internet media holding in Russia. He is currently based out of London, where he's working on his next project, Alto Capital Ventures, focusing on the thematic R&D investment around disruptive technologies. Please enjoy this compelling conversation with Peter Sakharov.
First question, which I ask everyone, tell me a little bit about yourself, personal and professional background.
So I was born in Russia. I spent quite a big part of my life living in Moscow. Mm-hmm. I'm an engineer by background. Then I started quite early working, and I started working with Apple in the early 90s. So when the company was transitioning to the PowerPC architecture. Then I moved to Paris. I held a couple of marketing commercial jobs, and then eventually I ended to head the Mac and Apple TV product marketing in Europe, you know, handling the whole European countries, India, Africa, and Middle East. Then, after my Apple journey, I decided to leave. Mm-hmm. I had a great opportunity to build and develop one of the largest media holding in Eastern Europe. I was based out of Moscow. And when I finished that, I basically returned back to London, and now we're having a fund which focused on consulting and investing into a few startups that are focused on disruptive technologies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So okay. That's my mix of professional and personal life.
And you're currently in London, right?
I'm currently in London. I spend a lot of time traveling between London and New York, mm-hmm. but yes, living out of London with my family.
Okay. Would you say that it's a correct statement to say that great brand experience is all about leadership?
Arnt, to be perfectly honest, I think there are a few kind of terms that we need to distinguish in this question. First of all, the brand. I can tell you that in my experience, like when I worked at Apple, we were kind of a company that really didn't like the academic view on marketing. We actually not it's not the right term, not didn't like, we kind of didn't use that. So like image, brand building, those things were never part of the vocabulary. It was more like, you know, more about experience, like, you know, what you give to your customers, and then the rest will follow. Of course inevitably it was a brand building. So but if I translate the brand into the company, just slightly change the words of your questions, then yes, the company is about leadership. I mean, I think the success of every company is about inspirational leader who imposes the culture and provides the vision that takes the company forward. And if he actually built and cultivated a great culture in the company, then basically if someone replaces him afterwards, the legacy is going to be carried on for some time, maybe for a long time. So yeah, so I agree. Leadership is important for the company.
And so Apple is obviously very focused on design.
Yeah.
Would you say that, like, what's your perspective of using that design as a marketing tool or marketing activation?
You got a good question. You must have worked all last night to prepare them. I personally think that everything that we have in our life is all about design. It's not only how it looks, it's also how it works. So everything, like, you know, so the processes, the interaction, the shape of the object, the experience that you have, the touch, the materials. So inevitably, you know, every single process that we have, every single element that we have around us, you know, it's about the design. So in marketing, you know, yeah, inevitably. So you have the design of the great processes, you have a design of a great campaigns, you have a creative of a great campaigns, which also cannot go without have a great design. So yeah. Now the thing is that I think it's important to remember sometimes is that design has to complement the experience. Design should not be the ultimate point of a certain product development or user experience. It can be an extent of the art exposition, because the design is kind of the file point. But on a regular, you know, on a regular basis, like for general life usage, the customers will have to basically experience the interaction with the product. Steve said that design is not how it looks; design is how it works. Once.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
He did say some smart things. So what kind of, so if you think about your experience with Apple, because you were there for 20 years, so you have a vast experience there. Which principles do you think other brands can learn from Apple? Because they, so they don't do marketing and they don't do social in the sense that most other companies think about marketing and social.
You know what, Art? It's a great question, as all of your questions. But I'm a bit of a probably a strange person for your interview because I always question the questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
and challenge them. But I mean, the more I attend the conferences, the more I attend the learnings, the more I attend those events, I see a great learnings from the hugely successful companies, particularly that we have hugely successful in the modern days, in the modern times. And everyone is actually learning about those things. And then everyone would pull their own principles, like, you know, focus on design, focus on customers, focus on user experience. Profits are the result, not the purpose. You know, all sorts of things. And then you actually, you know, I ask myself a question. So imagine if everyone will just read this one book, which is called A Great Success Company, or How to Build a Company with a Great Success, for instance. Then what's going to happen with the world? I mean, first of all, it's going to be too boring. Like, there will be no diversity. Everyone is going to be to do the same thing. So, and then do they really going to be authentically believe in what they're doing? I'm not sure. So, I mean, people would say that they believe that, you know, they have to focus on design. In the end of the day, it's your nature. It's really, I mean, I was telling you at the conference yesterday, this Shiva approach where you create and destroy the products. You really have to have guts. You really have to have guts to kill something, knowing that it's your cash flow, it's your cash cow. Your shareholders would have to entrust you a lot, where you tell them that, and I'm sorry, we, you know, going to lose our market share or our stock prices are going down, but it's a long-term vision that we're taking. So coming back to your question, I haven't forgotten. I mean, there are a lot of things to learn from Apple, but I would say that the most important, I think, is basically really have authentic culture and just try and work, not to spend too much time on analyzing, you know, someone's thoughts and quotes and learnings. Using that opportunity of the interview, basically, I was thinking what would be the best takeaway for the conference. And actually, the best takeaway for people, I would suggest, is to read a great book by Ben Horowitz, which is called Hard Thing About the Hard Things. Incredible book. And then he starts this book saying that you read a lot of examples of successful people and how they achieve their success. The truth is, by reading those books, you're not going to become successful, because everyone builds his own path. There is no recipe to be great, wealthy, arty, you know, beautiful man. Like, you know, you have your own path to follow. But what he's talking about the other side, is what are the failures that you're facing? What are the challenges that you're going to have throughout your experience of managing startups and building the companies? So that's an amazing book to read, which probably gives much greater insight for the companies and for the young entrepreneurs and the CEOs of this world to manage their company. So I actually didn't answer your question, what to learn from Apple, but I provided a great book to read.
Okay. You, in your presentation, you mentioned that, like, the focus on the what, the how, and the why.
Yes.
So can you elaborate a little bit more?
Well, you know this one. You had a quote from this guy. He's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually borrowed this from him, and I was quite surprised when I saw this principle being so well articulated. Well, basically, the what, the how, and the why. I invite everyone to watch that on the TED conference. Like, it's a very short video. But the idea is there is a form and there is a substance. So that's pretty much it. So we can communicate on a very high level a product description. We can go a little bit deeper and explain the product doesn't have the specs, but the product has the benefits. I mean, you can have a TiVo. The TiVo has so many megabytes and so many channels. Right. What does it do for me? Well, it gives me that many days of unstoppable TV recordings. Right, so that already I kind of understand. You know, I can translate it to my own story. Sometimes I want to stay home alone and then watch the telly. It would give me, like, you know, that many days of uninterruptible content. That's good. And that's already better for people to kind of understand. Because what's important, and I was trying to tell that yesterday, marketing is an important tool to create your audience.
Mm.
And there are thousands of ways. There are, you know, creative people who know how to create the audience. I mean, you can generalize and say you can invest in a direct way, that will be advertising, or you can build some kind of a virus that would basically will grow itself.
Mm.
And the virus thing is like in my preferable path. And in order to do that, you need to let people know your product better. You need to give them the alphabet, the tools, the plain English language, because 2 megahertz and 256 megabyte, they will never sell. However, some unique experience would always, and then that will be the how. And then the why is actually even the finer level that companies like Nike or Apple are able to do. Build the culture and provide the reason why actually they are doing those products.
Mm.
You know, they want to challenge the status quo, they want to give the opportunity to unleash your creativity, they want to stimulate your brain to become smarter, they give you freedom, you know, all, and those would be the learnings that you would have.
Mm.
And that's so close to your heart, you kind of have a hard belief, you know, strong belief that this is great for you. So that's what I was saying, that you would become inevitably a disciple of the company.
Mm.
I mean, I'm sure you work in the creative industry. You had and have many Apple products, and I'm sure you have occasions in your life that's you know, I bet that's the case, that where you had discussions with your friends who never used Apple. You know, you would explain them in plain words why they need to use Apple. Mm. You were not part of Apple. You were never being part of Apple trainings, and you know, never paid, etc. But you had such a great and authentic way probably to do that to your friends. Why? Because you had such a great understanding what this is all thing about, and you can explain it in the plain words. And again, if you start with plain product description, you will never be able to that have such a strong belief in your own words that would sound authentic. Because there is nothing better in the customer acquisition than having the peer giving you a nudge and providing his experience, because that will be probably the most valuable recommendation that a person can get in his life.
Yeah. Which leads to the next question. How do you create a hero product? Because that's what you did, basically. Or you didn't create it, but you promoted it or marketed it.
Well, just work hard.
That simple?
Or
that complex?
I like your questions, Arnt. You know, the more you ask them, the more I like them. But I think you're asking them and actually not answering, well, with apart from a few, I'm not answering them. A hero product. Well, you know, every product must be a hero, right? So it depends how we define it. I think it's more about the product creation. I mean, if I'm trying to just slightly change the words of your question, if you meant like creating the different category, or just creating a product that is perceived like a hero. I think you probably meant like creating a category.
Mm.
Like, you know, the iPod creation or the iPhone and the iPod, that would be kind of the hero, because the new version of the iPhone or the new version of the iPod would be considered as a product, probably evolution.
Mm.
So how you do that? There is no secret recipe, to be honest. Like, you know, it's a great question, like how can they predict the future?
Mm.
I mean, I read a lot of examples and I witnessed a lot of product creation in my life.
Mm.
And I've seen lots of failures and I've seen blood. But I also have seen how success has been built.
Mm.
And I've never seen them actually being built with great vision.
Mm.
So that this is first going to be a success and this is going to last for a long time.
Mm.
The iPod was built spontaneously. It was just, you know, the planets been aligned, the right guys were in the same room, the music was an aspirational element, the company loved music, the digital transformation was happening around the corner, so something was in the air, and then it was just rightly picked, and then no one actually thought that this is going to become such a big product change.
Mm.
The iPod was bigger than the Mac.
Mm.
The iPod made the customers believe that, you know, Apple is back on track, you know, going up. It's becoming something huge. It's actually created this whole switcher campaign, transferring people from PC to Mac. iPod had this halo effect where Mac started to grow a lot, and the PC customers started to use Mac because they loved the iPod experience, so it was great. But has anyone ever thought of doing that big thing? No. Actually, I think company was even reluctant of going beyond just the Mac version. If you remember, the very first square packaged, you know, five gigabytes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 gigabyte iPod. I love this one. I still have a few models. It was only FireWire 6-pin connector available for your Mac. Mm. And the hard drive was formatted in such a way so that it will never connect to your PC. So you really cannot sync your music from a PC to your iPod. It took company a while to realize that this is needed. And actually quite a convincing process, because you would think that, hold on, we're not going to give them this carrot, because this goes like an enabler for a Mac. Mm. It's a bonus. You have a Mac, you also have an iPod. Why would we give a PC users to have an iPod? Mm. Let them think that they need a Mac. But actually it worked the opposite way. You give them the iPod, you entice them with this affordable, great experience, because music is essential. Mm. And then they say, hold on, I heard that the Macs are different and they're not compatible, but you know, it just works great with my PC, and I love the experience, and I like the design, and support was fantastic, and I like the purchasing experience. So everything around my Apple is great. So why don't I give a try and have a Mac? So this is how the Elements started. I mean, remember the YouTube, how it was built. Like, in general, I think what you need to do, you're basically solving a little problem, you're solving a little customer pain. Mm. And as long as you're doing with love, as long as you're sharing your love and put it into your product, then you get the same feelings back from your customers, and you have a chance to build a hero product.
Yeah, you mentioned the quote from Henry Ford saying that if you give people what they want, we will still be riding horses.
That's right.
So it's kind of like just having the insight to say that, okay, we need to disrupt, or we need to create something. We don't know what it is, but we have to put our hearts into it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we come to the fun part. Which profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Right now, I would have switched to become a chef.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I love cooking a lot.
Yeah?
Yes. I'm traveling to Ålesund tomorrow. Uh-huh. I'm doing fishing and then I'm cooking in the evening.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, there you go. And which profession would you not like to have?
Wow. So who's not going to watch us? just kidding.
Yeah.
I probably it's a difficult question. Maybe politician. Mm. Even though I love the rhetorics. Mm. I love the way how you handle the situation. But it's just because I really want to have a value creation and more spend time on tangible assets. So just as a safe exit, I would say politician, because no one likes them, right?
True. Okay, final question. What inspires you?
Many things. But I think nature, a great work in the nature, is something that disconnects you from daily reality and provides you some time for your mind to be isolated. And have some thoughts, have some dreams. I like nature, I like walking, and I'm also extremely passionate about the mountains. Mm. So if you want to ask me, you know, if I have to do one thing right now and I have to choose where to be and what to do, I'll just live somewhere in the middle of the mountains. Mm. That would be my ultimate kind of, you know, destiny and place.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for inviting. Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.